The angle grinder did not exist before Flex. The German power tool that today sits in every metal fabrication shop in the industrial world was invented in Stuttgart, in a workshop founded on December 7, 1922. The workshop was called Ackermann and Schmidt. Within a generation, it would be known by another name. Within a century, that name would become the German word for the tool itself. Before December 7, 1922, every cut through hardened steel in a German workshop began with the same set of instruments: a file, a chisel, a bench-mounted grinding wheel powered by a foot treadle, or a leather belt running off an overhead line shaft. The work was slow, the cuts were imprecise. The grinding stones, fixed in place, demanded that the metal come to them. A worker who needed to grind a weld on a steel beam carried the beam to the wheel. A worker who needed to dress a casting brought the casting to the bench. A worker who needed to cut a length of railway iron carried the iron to the abrasive saw. In every fabrication shop between Hamburg and Munich, the geometry of the work was determined by the geometry of the tools. The tools did not move. This is the story of how that changed. Stuttgart Bad Cannstatt was, in the autumn of 1922, a Swabian industrial suburb absorbed into the larger gravitational field of Stuttgart proper. The Daimler Motoren Gesellschaft had been founded down the road in the previous century. The region's economy ran on small precision engineering workshops, mechanical engineering apprenticeships, and a deep institutional knowledge of motor design that had survived the collapse of the German Empire and the inflation of the early Weimar years. The two men who would found Flex did not come out of an industrial conglomerate. They came out of that workshop tradition. Hermann Ackermann was an engineer. Hermann Schmidt was an engineer. The two had developed, between them, a handheld grinding machine that no manufacturer had yet produced in series. The tool was called the MS-6. The MS-6 was small enough to be held in two hands. It carried a small electric motor in its main housing. The motor did not drive a wheel directly. It drove a flexible shaft, a coiled cable transmission that ran from the motor housing to a separate working head. The grinding stone or abrasive disc was mounted on that working head. The flexibility of the shaft allowed the operator to bring the working head into spaces that no stationary grinding wheel could reach. The motor stayed in one hand. The cutting end went where the work was. It was, in operational terms, the first time in industrial history that a powered abrasive tool came to the workpiece rather than the other way around. On December 7, 1922, Ackermann and Schmidt incorporated the company in Stuttgart Bad Cannstatt under their own combined names. The MS-6 was the first product. The flexible shaft was the defining feature. The flexible shaft was, in time, the origin of the brand name. In every Swabian workshop where the MS-6 was demonstrated, contractors and metalworkers asked for the tool by the same shorthand. They did not say Ackermann and Schmidt. They did not say MS-6. They said the Flex. The flexible shaft had given the tool its character, and the character had given the tool its name. By the late 1920s, the company itself had begun using Flex as the brand designation on the housing. By the late 1920s, the flexible shaft itself had become a problem. The flexible shaft worked. It also wore out. The coiled cable transmission absorbed mechanical losses, dampened torque, and broke under sustained heavy grinding. A workshop that ran an MS-6 for 8 hours a day on hardened steel found itself replacing shafts on a regular cycle. Ackermann and Schmidt's engineers searched for an alternative geometry that would deliver the same handheld portability without the maintenance burden. They found it in an angled gearbox. The principle was straightforward. The motor remained in the main housing. Instead of running power through a flexible cable to a remote head, the engineers mounted the working head directly on the housing and used a set of bevel gears to redirect torque from the horizontal axis of the motor to the vertical axis of the cutting disc. The disc was mounted at a right angle to the motor shaft. The gearbox absorbed the geometry shift. The flexible cable was eliminated. The result was a tool with the motor and the cutting head bonded into a single rigid body. The tool was lighter. The tool was more durable. The tool delivered torque without the cable losses. The disc could be brought up against a steel beam in the same way an angled handsaw could be brought up against a length of timber. The operator's grip and the cutting line shared a single fixed geometry. It was the first true angle grinder. The category did not exist before Flex built one. In 1935, Ackerman and Schmidt formally launched the first serial-produced low-speed angle grinder. The tool went on to the European industrial market as a finished product, sold through trade distributors. Within 5 years, it had displaced bench-mounted grinding wheels in metal fabrication shops across Germany. Within 10 years, it had displaced them across Europe. And then, in 1939, the war began. The Second World War interrupted Flex's industrial trajectory in two ways. The first was structural. Production at Stuttgart-Bad Cannstatt was redirected toward the war economy, and conventional consumer and trade markets dried up. The second was personal. Hermann Schmidt did not survive the war years. He died before the company could resume normal operations. The founding partnership ended at the workshop he had helped build. In 1946, with Stuttgart in ruins and Germany in occupied zones, Hermann Ackerman reopened the works with 40 employees. The first post-war production was modest. The company produced scissors and a handheld grinder. The MS6 architecture had survived. The angle grinder had survived. The institutional memory had survived. The factory had survived. Growth accelerated through the late 1940s. Demand for angle grinders during post-war reconstruction in Germany was, in operational terms, infinite. Every demolished factory needed steel cut. Every twisted girder needed grinding. Every salvaged piece of fabricated metal needed dressing before reuse. The angle grinder Ackerman and Schmidt had launched in 1935 was the right tool, in the right country, at the right historical moment. To meet the demand, the company outgrew its Stuttgart-Bad Cannstatt workshop. Motor production was relocated to Grossbottwar in the 1940s, where larger premises could accommodate the expanded electric motor manufacturing operation. Within a few years, the Grossbottwar facility itself was no longer adequate. The next site was found in nearby Steinheim, an der Mur, where land for sustained expansion was available. What Ackerman and Schmidt had launched in 1935 was a low-speed angle grinder. What the company was about to launch in 1954 would change every metalworking trade in the industrial world. The DL9 was introduced in 1954. It was the world's first high-speed angle grinder. The mechanical principle of the DL9 was an extension of the gearbox geometry that had defined the company's product line since the late 1920s. The motor sat in the main housing. The angled bevel gears redirected torque to the disc. The disc rotated perpendicular to the motor axis. What changed was the rotational speed. The DL9's gearbox and motor, working together, drove the cutting disc at speeds no portable abrasive tool had previously achieved. The cuts were faster. The grinding rate was faster. The disc geometry could be reduced. The tool became smaller, lighter, more aggressive. The DL9 did to industrial metal cutting what the portable circular saw had done to residential framing. It eliminated the bench. It eliminated the stationary fixture. It eliminated the practice of carrying steel to a tool and replaced it with the practice of carrying a tool to steel. The result was a fundamental shift in how work was done and how quickly it could be done. For 7 decades after 1954, the high-speed angle grinder was the single most universally adopted metal cutting tool in industrial history. It cut rebar on every European construction site. It cut pipe in every shipyard between Bremen and Glasgow. It dressed welds on every assembly line that produced agricultural machinery, automotive frames, bridge steel, and railway rolling stock. It severed bolts in every demolition operation. it ground castings in every foundry. The 1954 DL9 was the tool that made every subsequent angle grinder, regardless of manufacturer, possible. The trademark moved into the language as the tool moved into the trades. German welders did not say, "I will cut this with an angle grinder." They said, "I will flex it." The verb flexen, conjugated in the present tense, in the past tense, in the imperative, entered the working vocabulary of metal workers, masons, and demolition crews. The noun flex, used without an article, became the common term for any angle grinder, regardless of brand. By the 1970s, the trademark had completed the linguistic migration that the skillsaw had completed in American English a generation earlier. The brand name was no longer just a brand name. It was the German word for the tool category. The 1980s brought consolidation. The Steinheim site, which had absorbed the company's expansion since the late 1940s, became the headquarters in 1984. All production and administration was relocated from Stuttgart Bad Cannstatt. The original Bad Cannstatt works was closed shortly afterward. The Stuttgart workshop where Ackermann and Schmidt had founded the company on December 7, 1922, ceased operations after 62 years of continuous production. By the time the Steinheim works was complete, the company had stopped being a family operation. By the time the company was officially renamed Flex Electroworks Euga GmbH in 1996, the language of the German trades had already absorbed the brand name as a generic noun. The name on the building had finally caught up with the name on the workshop floor. The 1996 rename was, in legal terms, a recognition of what the market had decided 70 years earlier. The corporation was no longer Ackermann and Schmidt. The workshop founders were both gone. The flexible shaft that had given the company its name had been obsolete since the late 1920s. The product line was carried by the angle grinders, the polishers, and the specialized grinding tools that had grown out of the original gearbox innovation. Flex Electrowerk Zuga GmbH was the legal entity that the everyday German vocabulary had already named. The company spent the next two decades expanding the product range outward from its angle grinder core. In 1997, Flex introduced the Giraffe. The product designation was GE5R. The tool was a long neck sander designed for processing ceilings and walls. The neck extended the working head several feet beyond the operator's grip, allowing drywall finishers, plasterers, and renovation crews to reach overhead surfaces from the floor without scaffolding. Flex was the first power tool manufacturer in Europe to bring the long neck sander to market. The Giraffe entered the European renovation trades the same way the DL9 had entered the European metal trades a generation earlier. It became the standard tool for its category. In 2007, Flex introduced the wall slitter. The tool was designed to cut precise grooves into masonry walls for routing electrical conduit and plumbing lines. The slitter could be configured for either pulling or pushing, depending on whether the cut was vertical or horizontal. It was a specialized tool designed for a specific renovation trade, and it sat alongside the Giraffe and the angle grinder line as the third pillar of the company's late-century product strategy. Through the 2010s, Flex moved its core energy into cordless tools. The product range expanded across 10.8 volt, 18 volt, 20 volt, and 24 volt battery platforms. The motors went brushless. The battery cells were jacketed in cooling material that reduced heat buildup under sustained load. The cordless angle grinder, the cordless polisher, and the cordless rotary hammer became the new center of gravity for a company that had originally been built on a corded electric motor in a 1922 Stuttgart workshop. While the product strategy moved forward, the corporate ownership moved through hands the company's founders would not have recognized. Between 2005 and 2013, Flex passed through a series of financial investors. The company that had been a family operation for its first 82 years and a German industrial firm for its first 91, was treated during those 8 years as a financial asset. Investment groups acquired stakes. Investment groups exited stakes. The Steinheim Works continued producing tools. The brand continued moving into European renovation trades. The legal ownership above the works changed hands repeatedly. In 2013, the financial investor period ended. All shares in Flex Elektrowerkzeuge GmbH were acquired by a single buyer. The buyer was Chervon Holdings, a Chinese power tool conglomerate based in Nanjing. Chervon was not yet, in 2013, the major Western brand owner it would become later in the decade. The acquisition of Flex was Chervon's first significant European acquisition. It would be followed in 2017 by the acquisition of Skill from Bosch, in a separate transaction that consolidated three Western brand legacies, Ego, Flex, and Skill, under a single Chinese parent. By the early 2020s, Chervon was distributing tools through more than 30,000 stores in 65 countries. Flex was the German foothold in that distribution network. In 2019, Flex employed roughly 250 people at Steinheim. Annual revenue stood at approximately 81.59 million euros. The export ratio was 63.3%. The company that had been founded in a Stuttgart workshop in 1922 had become a mid-sized German subsidiary of a Chinese parent, supplying European trades with the descendants of the angle grinder Ackermann and Schmidt had introduced in 1935. Steinheim remained central to that story. In 2024, Chervon disclosed plans to relocate Flex's production from Germany to Nanjing. The plan represented, in industrial terms, the same gravitational shift that had carried hundreds of European industrial brands eastward over the preceding two decades. The Steinheim motor plant, which had been the heart of every original Flex angle grinder since the post-war reconstruction, was scheduled to lose its production role to a facility 9,000 kilometers east. The administration would remain. The brand would remain. The German manufacturing tradition that had defined the company for 102 years was scheduled to end. What survives beyond the corporate transition is the language. A German welder in 2026 reaching for an angle grinder still calls it a Flex. The word is used as a common noun. It applies to the company's own products. It applies to Bosch products. It applies to Makita products. It applies to Hilti products. It applies to any tool with the angled gearbox geometry that Ackermann and Schmidt's engineers worked out in the late 1920s. The trademark has been absorbed into the German vocabulary so completely that most workers who use the word do not associate it with a specific manufacturer at all. The verb has gone further. To flex, in conjugated German, is to cut metal with an angle grinder. To flex through a steel beam. To flex off a bolt. To flex a section of rebar to length. The word appears on construction site notices, in technical manuals, in trade school curricula, and in the everyday speech of every metalworking trade between the Baltic and the Alps. It is no longer recognized as a brand-derived loanword. It is recognized as a verb. This is the legacy that the workshop founded on December 7th, 1922, in Stuttgart-Bad Cannstatt left behind. Not a company, not a building, not a manufacturing tradition that survived its founders. A piece of language. The Stuttgart-Bad Cannstatt workshop, where Hermann Ackermann and Hermann Schmidt assembled the first MS6 in the autumn of 1922, was closed in 1984. The Steinheim Works that succeeded, it has been scheduled since 2024, to lose its production role to Nanjing. The two founders are both dead. The MS6 architecture was obsolete 100 years ago. The DL9 has been replaced by half a dozen successor generations of high-speed angle grinder, most of them now made by competitors. What remains in every German workshop, in every fabrication shop, in every trade school metalworking course is a verb. To flex, the brand became the noun. The noun became the action. The action became the language. The company that invented an entire category of power tool has, by every meaningful corporate measure, been absorbed into a Chinese conglomerate, AIIT. The word it left behind has not. The word continues to do, in everyday German speech, what the original tool did on a Stuttgart workshop floor 104 years ago. It cuts, it grinds, it moves through steel. It does not need a manufacturer. It does not need a factory. It does not need a country. It only needs to be spoken.